That's a baby crying. Maybe a baby at the doctor's office crying because it's time for another round of vaccinations. In the early 1960s, children were given 4 vaccinations, so by the age of 2, toddlers had received 5 shots total, and no more than 1 shot at a single visit. Fast forward to 2017. Today, children can receive as many as 24 shots by the time they're 2 years old, 5 shots in a single visit. And that means more parents are asking, are vaccines safe? And what are they doing to my baby's immune system?
Who's at risk for potential complications? You know, that's not a, there's no like list of that, unfortunately. That's something that's part of the art of trying to figure it out as we go along.
That's Dr. Roy Steinbach with Mindful Pediatrics. I called him about a new study that shows Twitter is now a hotbed of anti-vaccine sentiment. Looking at 5 years worth of tweets, the study found that Twitter users who engage on the topic are pretty negative because some equate vaccines with increased cases of autism. CU Professor Chris Vargo is a co-author of the study.
When there are articles out there that say vaccines don't cause autism, that actually motivates the activists that really feel like vaccines are bad to take to Twitter and actually go out there and try to refute the news, right? So it actually kind of lights a fire under them.
Vargo believes the link between vaccines and autism is a myth, based on just one study from 1998 that was later withdrawn.
There's a lot of evidence that says that it doesn't, there is no link. So as a scientist, someone who prescribes to the scientific method, I don't think anyone could reasonably come to a conclusion and say there is a link here.
Link or no link, Dr. Steinbach says parents skeptical of vaccines have a lot to consider.
All the vaccines have toxins in them. You know, some have mercury. Fortunately, we have enough now that don't have that. A lot of them, most of them have aluminum. If you look at the list of preservatives, things like formaldehyde, there's antibiotics in a lot of vaccines. So I'm not saying these things are causing autism, but I know some of these things are not good for you.
Not good for you is what anti-vaccine people focus on when they take to Twitter. And Vargo says that means only one side of the story is being told. So who are the Twitter folks tweeting anti-vaccine messages? Vargo says they're mostly white and they're mostly wealthy.
Folks that tend to have more resources, better health care, more disposable income, better access to healthcare, those people tend to feel like there are more alternatives to vaccines. They certainly feel like vaccines are somehow unnatural and therefore not advantageous. The sociology work in this area really tends to say that, hey, these folks tend to think they can prevent this. They don't need vaccines, right? They have other methods of keeping their children healthy.
People who are trying to keep their kids safe with their own resources and going the anti-vaccine route live in states like Connecticut, New York, and California. Lots of new births means in Colorado, Fort Collins is currently a hotbed for the anti-vaccine sentiment, where nearly 60% of tweets were negative. Boulder is not far behind.
Most doctors are on team vaccine. Most Boulderites are on team not vaccine.
Dr. Roy Steinbach.
The people who question it are typically people who are very thoughtful, very well-educated, really just trying to do consciously what is best for their children. You know, places like Boulder, where there's a high, average IQ, I would argue, and a really, really highly educated population, and really see it as a good thing. I think that people should question what we're being told and make the decisions that they feel most comfortable with. And what's right for their own families.
Vargo says when a child is diagnosed with autism, parents are desperate to understand why, and a vaccine gone bad is an easy target. Professor Vargo.
If this thing can be explained by just giving a shot or not giving a shot, right, it gives folks what we call wishful thinking. And one of the kind of constant drivers behind this myth that I don't think is ever really going to go away.
Myth or no myth, Dr. Steinbach believes parents should have the right to make their own decisions.
There is some research showing that vaccines have not been associated with the increase of autism, and I think there's some questionable about the other direction. My approach has always been to be cautious. The first thing I always look at is the vaccine necessary? Like, we have not had one case of polio in the United States since 1979. Do we need to universally vaccinate every infant for polio? Probably not.
And what about cases of autism? In the 1980s, one child out of every 10,000 was afflicted with autism. Today, one child in every 110 is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. And remember, 60 years ago, kids received 10 vaccinations. Today, kids can receive up to 36. Dr. Roy Steinbach.
The information available about vaccines is very polarized. So the information is really confusing, even to someone who has spent over 100 hours researching it and a trained professional like myself. And it's really difficult to make heads or tails of who's right, who's wrong, because it's so polarized.
Polarized in part because much of the vaccine research is designed and written by the pharmaceutical industry for the CDC, the Federal Centers for Disease Control. That means, like everything else, if you want to make an informed decision, Steinbach says, you have to do your homework.
I'm sort of middle of the road. My opinion is that I think vaccines have a real place. I think we can do more intelligent planning on vaccines. I feel like a one-size-fits-all that the CDC recommends, I get it. I understand they're trying to speak to an entire nation, which is filled with a humongously diverse population. I work specifically in Boulder with a small number of patients. I have a nice small kind of private practice, so I can help people customize what's right for them and their families and in my community. So we can make different decisions. And so I don't think a one-size-fits-all works for anybody.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.